You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Cloud9 Sleep Shop in the Merritt Square Mall has expanded to meet the growing needs of the community and customers. Cloud9 Sleep Shop now has a 10,000 square foot showroom with a wider variety of choices for customers to shop for bedroom, living room, and dining room furniture from nationally recognized brands such as Ashley Furniture. Cloud9 Sleep Shop also carries memory foam mattresses from Serta, Ashley Sleep, Enso, and many more. Cloud9 has furniture to meet the needs of budget-minded customers with quality furniture. Cloud9 Sleep Shop is a family-owned business that understands the needs of growing families. Furnish your home with one-stop shopping from Cloud9 Sleep Shop. Cloud9 Sleep Shop, centrally located in Brevard at the Merritt Square Mall. For more information, go to their website at cloud9sleepshop.com.
Sita and friends.
When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 7 locations serving Brevard. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor's not available, with 7 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that's close by. And the number is easy to remember. Just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care, fast. That's why you call MedFast, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MedFast Urgent Care, open 7 days a week, with the convenience of 7 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Heard right here on AM 1510 WWBC. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say the WWBC before the AM 1510, but that's okay. Everybody got it.
You got it.
And we're also on FM 94.7, 99.9, and FM 100.7. We're also on the web. You can download our shows on iTunes, Sita and Friends. And, you know, Ellen, it's nice to be here in this beautiful studio again.
It is.
I'm so excited. We have a full studio today. We have Pastor Paul, who's running the board for us. Thank you very much. And I think we'll be adding on another station that wants to carry the show from next week. So we'll let our listeners know this as well. Each week, Ellen and I are here, and we have a very fun, entertaining, I should say, more entertaining than anything else.
That's right.
Informative and educational show. And I just want our listeners to know that, you know, with everything going on around the world and our nation and you know, people talk about topics around their kitchen table or whenever they can catch their family members. Freedom of speech comes with a responsibility. And with that responsibility, we all have to always be aware of our surroundings or environment and who we're trying to convey a message to. I'm not sure if you all saw that video this morning about bullying, that little child who put up that video that he was bullied at school. And it really hit me to my heart as to sometimes you feel as though human beings are their worst enemy at times. Why pick on a child in school who looks different?
Well, why pick on anybody? And it happens with adults, unfortunately, as well. So we have to stop it. We've got to stop all of that. See something, say something, right?
Right. Well, I mean, children, you know, adults could fend for themselves because we can speak up sometimes. But a child is defenseless when other children are picking on him. So I think it's up to our parents. And I'm asking all our listeners on AMWWBC 1510 this morning to have that, to start the conversation, whether it's bullying at home, bullying at school, bullying in the workplace. It should not be tolerated by anyone.
That's right.
Even sometimes with family members. I've seen, throughout my nursing career, I've seen sisters bullying sisters in patients' rooms. I've seen brothers and sisters fighting over family wealth or possessions. And I don't think it's right. I think if you have something to say, say it with respect. You know, you can get the same thing. You can have the same effect if you speak to people with respect. We should not be setting that tone. And I think everything is taught in the homes. If you have a home with a mother and a father, elders, aunts, cousins, whatever it is, take the time to teach and to guide. Because what was right for us way back then is not right now.
Well, and that's why we're encouraging kitchen table topics, right?
Yes.
So the essence of that in itself is the opportunity for you to break bread or whatever and sit around the table and just talk.
Right.
You know, to put away the electronic devices, put away all of those things, and just have a conversation with your children, have a conversation with your family. Have an opportunity to learn about their day and hopefully help and make a difference, make a change, make a life.
Well, it used to be that when you sat down at home to have a meal, we had the luxury back then. I know I did. I thought we were so poor, but now I know we were rich in love because my right. mother was always home when we got home from school, you know, and now people have to schedule that time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you get home from school, if you have a parent in the home or somebody in the home, you can actually tell them about your day. The little child who was bullied, evidently in the video, he's speaking to someone and telling them what happened to him that day.
Right.
So sometimes we have to take time as parents to also listen, because mm-hmm. that is one thing that a lot of parents don't do. We give advice and we talk, but we don't listen to the children. So I'm hoping that this is a conversation we can start, you know, about listening.
Well, and that's the message for today from Viewpoint with Sita
and friends.
Absolutely.
And it's so nice to have such a fancy mic. I feel like people are not hearing me.
You
so
look
I'm
good behind
that
mic, too, I have to say, Sita.
So in studio today, we're very happy to have my friend Melissa Martin. And Melissa is here to have a conversation with us on why she decided to run for office. Mm-hmm. This is not part of her campaign for this segment. It is part of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, because I feel like she has given the ultimate sacrifice, which is she was in the Marines, she's a mom, and now most people, when they're retired, they don't give back the way she is. But she's got me falling in love with the environment all over again. So welcome to the show. And you're running for Senate District 14. Right, right. And we also have with us Melody Keith, and Melody is here with us. She is with Serene Harbor. And Melody, you're the president? Right? CEO, I should say, of Serene Harbor, Inc.
Yeah, just changed titles.
Yes. And so we're very excited to have you here as well.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. So, Ellen, you know...
But I would like to say, just really quickly, Deborah Holloway was very gracious in paying for the segment for Serene Harbor, and I just wanted to give a little shout-out to Deborah Holloway. She's a licensed mortgage professional. She's got tons of experience, and she stays up to date with current changes in our industry. She has a ton of loan programs, the ability to listen to clients, realtors, and builders, and she's enabled her, all of this has enabled her to be a top producer in town. So if you have not had a transaction with Deborah Holloway, you certainly want to meet with her, call her certainly. You can reach her at her phone number 321-258-3875. 321-258-3875. She's located at 3190 Suntree Boulevard in Rockledge.
And she's also a friend of our show. She came on the show in the beginning when we were at WMEL and
yes.
sat in studio with us quite a few times. And one thing about Deb, she has that beautiful smile all the time. Doesn't matter if you want a huge mortgage or you want a small mortgage or you're buying an existing home, or you're just buying a lot and hoping to build with a builder, she will guide you through that process.
Yes.
And she knows everything. I've never seen somebody who knows figures the way Deb Holloway does. I remember someone saying she's like a walking calculator.
Yep.
She can tell you a mortgage payment in less than a minute.
That's awesome.
She's awesome. So, you know, before we go to Melody Keith and all the great things that Serene Harbor is doing here in town for us, you know, this morning in New York, they had to shut down the subway. The bus terminal was temporarily closed because there was a terror attack in New York City.
Right.
And again,
Times Square, apparently.
In Times Square.
From where
and
my family's
I'm supposed
telling
to go
me.
To New York at the end of the year. So it says an explosion rocked the New York Port Authority, one of the busiest commuter hubs, this morning. And so police suspect they have the person in custody and he's hurt, which, you know, I always say if you see something, say something, right? But then they said they took him to the hospital with burns. And I know we should take care of people and take them to the hospital. But then I'm like, why?
Just take them the long way. Take them like a New York cab would normally take you.
Yeah, I'm like, just lock him up.
Through 17 different neighborhoods before you get to the hospital.
Like put him in wherever. And then go put some medicine on his burns. But, because dude, what are you doing? Don't, you know, if you can't show respect for human life, I'm sorry. I have no respect for him. What are you doing in a busy place with so many children and people walking around? This is America. Don't come here and
hurt
us. So
good thing that he wasn't too smart, because apparently he's a 27-year-old man. I'm just reading the story now that he had a pipe bomb strapped to him.
Well, that's where
so
the
I think
internet,
the intention
the
was
internet
probably,
can be good for good things, and yeah. It can be very bad for bad things. And I think I heard on CNN that he learned to make that pipe bomb off the internet. So If people are Googling anything this morning, Google Christmas carols.
Right,
you're better
exactly.
off. It's a Christmas season. We want good people and kind people and people to show respect and appreciate each other. And if you're going to come to the United States, you have to assimilate into this culture. That's just right. the way it is. Don't bring any kooky ideas.
Yeah.
So anyways, talking about ideas, you know, I have been supporting Serene Harbor for years. Yes. And it's because of people like Melody Keith. And, you know, her name is spelled K-E-E-T-H. Right?
Yes.
It's not K-E-I-T-H.
It's nice.
It's cool. So Melody.
Oh, and that's why I misspelled your name, I think, on the Facebook
that.
Post. So
okay.
Sorry about that, folks.
No, everybody does.
And for our listening friends who are tuning in all over the world and here in Brevard County in their cars and on the web, Melody Keith is a president and CEO of Serene Harbor, Inc. for 20 years. She's worked in the field of social service for 35 years, the last 30 of which has been in the program development administration. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and prior to coming to Serene Harbor, what did you do?
Like when you were 10, what
yeah.
did you do?
When I was 10, I graduated early. So
that's
so,
five.
So I've always been in social services since I can remember. And I first worked with special needs populations, mostly people who had learning disabilities and those developmental delay issues. And I've done a lot of work experience programs, you know, helping them find jobs in the community and be productive in the community. Did most of that in Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, to be exact. And then decided I was going to move here, and I came to work for Brevard Achievement Center.
Yeah.
Worked there and did job placement there for, I think, 5 years or so. And then after that, I opened an organization for people with brain injuries. And then
Serene Harbor. And you've built Serene Harbor into such a premier nonprofit in our town. I mean, you say the word Serene Harbor and people know exactly what you do, why you do it, and all the people you've helped. So thank you. I mean, we just celebrated what we had, the 25-year
yeah.
luncheon.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool. That was packed.
I bet.
And Sheriff Ivy talked a little bit about what Serene Harbor does. So tell us, where do you get your referrals for Serene Harbor?
We have our hotline, our 24-hour hotline. And let me just give that emergency hotline number really quick. It's 321-726-8282. We get self-referrals. As you probably are aware, a lot of the police departments and the sheriff's department here have victim advocates on staff, so we get a lot of referrals from them. We also get referrals from family members and then, you know, people who just call the hotline.
Right. I know Mel could probably jump in here since it is a conversation. You have also worked with victims who were assaulted, whether it's verbally, sexually, mentally, physically as well, in your capacity in the military with the Marines.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there were plenty of cases in the Marine Corps, but unfortunately, that dealt with violence in the home, unfortunate thing is when people think and act selfishly, you're going to have a victim involved.
Right.
And and there are compounding issues, and there are, you know, new definitions.
Speaking like a true lawyer there, compounding issues.
There are new definitions of what justice really would look like in those situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people would rather not have their entire life laid out in a court case on public record just because you wanted to seek justice.
Right.
So, you know, and oftentimes all they really want to hear is an apology.
He's right. Not picking you up. We've got to get that mic. So, yeah. Well, while we work on our technical difficulties here, Mel, can you hear her now?
Can you hear me
now? Yeah. Can you hear her now? She's speaking softly. That's one of the nice things about Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. It is a conversation and it's unscripted. So people have to forgive us if we have a little technical difficulty at times. Mel, go ahead and speak now. He wants to see if he can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There we go.
So start over
yeah. And say everything you just said all over again.
I think what she was, what a question was to Mel was, she's seen a lot as in the military with given guidance about people who've been assaulted, whether sexually, physically, mentally. And you were just saying some of the things that you'd seen.
Right. And the bottom line was the fact that, you know, when you're seeking justice in those types of cases, in these intimate relationship-based cases, oftentimes, my point was justice can look like a different thing to different people in different circumstances. And my example was a lot of times victims don't want to come forward because they don't necessarily want to take the stand and be cross-examined and have all these personal details out there on public record. But when I'm talking to those types of victims, I tell them this is your chance to heal. Part of the healing process is to have your voice heard. And so that's why I try to encourage victims to come forward. We'll let you know all the expectations involved with the case process and what to expect here and that, then and there. And you will, at the end of it, no matter the result of the case, you will start feeling proud of yourself and you will start feeling like you have control over your own life again.
Right.
Which is huge.
A lot of times people are ashamed. A lot of people are ashamed when there's violence at home that they have to come forward, right? And Melody could speak to that as well.
Right.
How do you counsel those men and ladies who are feeling so ashamed and feeling so guilty as if it's their fault?
Right. Well, I think that the first thing that you have to understand is that it's their life and the decisions need to be yours.
Absolutely.
Or theirs, because all along someone has been controlling what they've said and done. So the last thing that you want to do whenever someone reaches out to you as an advocate or, whenever you're providing legal services is you don't want to tell them what they need to do, because there are a lot of things you don't know. You don't know what kind of threats they've endured. You don't know what kind of action the batter has taken that makes them sure that they would follow through on the threats that they've made. You don't know what their survival instincts are. You don't know what their plan is going forward. And you want to make sure that if you're going to help this person who's been abused have a lasting life change, you have to put the control back in their hands. Because if all of us, you think about your own life. What
Absolutely.
Is it that makes your life yours? Well, it's the fact that you're in charge of it. You're making your own decisions.
You have your own drive,
exactly.
So to speak. So so tell our listeners here on WWBC 1510 AM and 99.9 and 100.7 and 94.7 a little bit about the services and programs that are offered at Serene Harbor.
Okay, well, we've been around for 25 years. As Sita said, we just enjoyed our 25th anniversary celebration. And we are one of the two state-certified domestic violence centers in Brevard. Brevard's very lucky to have two because we have such a long extended community. It's difficult to provide the services in a one location. So we work together. And we all provide emergency shelter, 24-hour hotline. We provide outreach services, case management services. We have a children's program. We have a kennel so the family can leave and bring their pet with them. We also have legal advocacy and representation services. We do relocation assistance. We do core victims compensation. We do safety planning,
we a lot have of networking and marketing goes into this. Listen to the list of services from
right.
A to Z.
Right.
Almost everything you can help somebody actually with a whole new identity from there. Move to a different state if you have to.
Right,
it's good.
Start over. Yeah.
It's start right over. Yeah. Yeah. And so, what kind of community events do you have upcoming to raise awareness for Serene Harbor?
Well, the next one coming up is Stomping Out the Violence, which was which will be featuring the In Her Shoes March, the men's march, you know, when the men put on the purple pumps and march right. for
I wear a size 12,
awareness.
So that's the time of year that I can never find shoes.
Sorry.
Because every man in town.
Ellen, what are you trying to say? You've got some big feet.
I got big feet. It's
well,
no big deal.
If you like purple, we have shoes in the storeroom that you can use all year.
Okay,
you just have
great.
To give them back for this
okay,
march.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. So that is on February the 23rd, and it's at the Space Coast Convention Center. And then we have our 13th annual Purses with a Purpose on October 12th, which will be at the Melbourne Rialto Hilton. And you can learn all about our events and keep up with what's going on by following us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you can also sign up and receive our newsletter by visiting sereneharbor.org.
Yeah. And for our listening friends, I like to say that because they are friends. We're speaking with Melody Keith, and she's the president and CEO of Serene Harbor, Inc., which your website says 20 years, but it's actually 25 years.
Oops. I better fix that.
It says 20 years. It's
that's what the president and CEO
years.
Is responsible for doing.
So we were just talking about all the services that you offer and how you could pretty much help somebody like Mel said to start over. But you must have had success stories, right? So tell us a little bit about one of your successful stories.
Well, I can't do it justice. But again, if you go to our website and you click on a video that we have, it actually takes a walk through Maribel's life. And she came to us and she was, she had two small children and one child that wasn't with her. I think her kids when she came, like this was way back in, I want to say, gosh, probably 10, 12 years ago. And she came to us with these small children, and she was in really rough shape. And she stayed with us for quite some time. We worked through a lot of issues, and she actually was like a sponge, soaking up every bit of knowledge that our case management and advocate staff could give her. And she took every opportunity available, and she now lives on her own, has all of her kids with her, and she has just come full circle in her life, and she is in charge, she is in control, it's peaceful, it's safe, everybody's happy. And I really, really encourage you to go look at that video on our website. She's very, very compelling, and she tells her own story.
Yeah, and you've also had a lot of the residents who lived there a certain time, they would come on and speak at luncheons and mm-hmm. things like that. So we've
right.
heard some of the stories firsthand
right.
when you attend an event and things like that. I know we've
right.
had quite a few.
And one of the things that I was always amazed at is, I guess you have a picture in your mind of a woman who's getting battered, right?
Right.
Or a woman who's being abused. And you
right.
have a picture about what you think they look like.
Right.
But there are a lot of women that come from prominent families, that
absolutely.
Come from with prominent men in their lives,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately those folks, because they're so much in the media and so much in the
high
local
profile.
Scene
yeah.
high profile, exactly right,
mm-hmm.
That it you don't think about those women
right.
that are possibly using your services,
right?
So it's not just somebody who's fallen on hard times all the time, it's
right.
some people that decent.
Well, they yeah. say violence has no, it doesn't see color, it
right.
doesn't see faith, it doesn't see
it's
age.
Human nature.
It's right.
right.
It's that's exactly.
Right.
And we've seen recently in the news all forms of violence, whether it's sexual, mental, physical, financial. I mean, it affects all people from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. right.
Everywhere.
And I had asked you before we had started the show, Melody, about do you think it's getting better or, do, you know, what's your, and your comment was...
I don't think it's getting better or worse. I think we as a community are more aware of it and more willing to have conversations about it. So I think that people are coming out. I know our shelter is always full now, and it didn't used to be, but I don't think that it's because it's getting worse. I think it's because we as a community are getting better.
It's more of
big
an education.
Win.
Yeah.
Big win.
Big win.
So right. can you tell us how someone can help Serene Harbor and its mission?
Well, there are a lot of different ways you can get involved. And again, I'll point you to the website to to look at all those different tabs that we have. You can volunteer. You can help with our fundraising efforts. You can simply make an anonymous donation. You can invite us to speak to your group. We also have prevention programs that we can provide for youth groups. We can do educational dating violence, days that we can provide an experience for. For instance, we do the debutantes. They come every year, and they have a dating violence program.
Yes.
And they do a service project for us while they're there. So there are a lot of different ways that you can get involved, and not all of them are monetary.
Well, the thing is, what I tell people, being involved with a nonprofit is almost like running a campaign for office. If you can't donate time, if you cannot volunteer, if you can't read an article to help that cause, then you can attend an event and you could donate monetary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like whether it's United Way, whether it's Serene Harbor, whether it's help and save the whales, whatever it is, people often say that, money talks. It does to an extent. I mean, every organization has a rent to pay.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pay utilities, whether it's a church or a business or whatever it is. People have. So I always say, if you want to support Serene Harbor and you cannot volunteer, even if you want to bring them some clothing, don't bring them clothing that's worn and tattered. Bring us something that's nice, that if you're going to wear it, somebody else should be able to wear it. So I like that you have a website with all the different things you can do. But for me personally, it's always been that attending an event, mm-hmm. listening to the speaker, and donating some money is really a good way for those of us who are extremely busy and can't do the other things.
Right.
Yeah. But I want you to talk a little bit about what's in store for Serene Harbor in 2018.
Well, in 2018, we're just going to continue saving lives in Brevard like we always have. We're very excited. We're about to have our 10-year anniversary of our facility. So we've had our 25th anniversary of the organization being incorporated, and I've had my 20th anniversary of being the director, and now we're going to have our 10th anniversary of the building. So the last year and a half has been very exciting for us, but we're just going to keep doing the good work we do in the community.
And, she really took Serene Harbor from a struggling shelter to what it is today.
Yes.
It would be one of the best, not just in the state, but I think in the states, say in 50,
right.
all 50 states, right? But the other thing too, a lot of times people want to help donate time and energy and whatnot, but they don't know the steps to take. So is it just a phone call or just go on the web and send a message, or how should they get in contact with you all?
You can reach out to us through all of our social media platforms. You can call our hotline. The advocates will know who to put you in touch with. You can also go on our Facebook page and message Beverly DeMeyer, who is our marketing and development director. And she always knows what's going on, and we can always get you to the right person.
And and another question. Somebody told me to ask you this question when you came on. We've had of lately so many people in our nation who are undocumented, mm-hmm. and they have children as well. Is Serene Harbor able to help people who are undocumented, but no fault of their own? They're here in the United States, but they're hurt. They were, had physical violence or mental, sexual, whatever it is.
Right.
Can those people call without feeling fearful that they would be reported to authorities?
Absolutely. Yeah. Note that our hotline advocates don't require that you identify yourself when you get services.
Because that's one part of life that, when people are underground like that, mm-hmm. they put up with a lot of abuse,
right.
not just from their spouse or their boyfriend or significant other, but employers as well.
Right.
And I know a lot of people have written articles extensively about things like that. And it always bothers me that as a nation and as a world, we should be reaching out to everyone.
Right.
There should be no barriers and no labels as to who's getting help.
Right. Yeah. If you're a victim of domestic violence, your legal status shouldn't keep you from reaching out for help, because no one's required to report your status. What we're required to do is help you as a victim.
Right. Right. And also, so are you reaching out also to the teenagers in high school? Because we've seen a lot of teenagers have been involved in violence as well from their boyfriends, and sometimes they feel like it's going to get better if I just give them a chance, it's going to get better if I have a baby, maybe once we're together. But what do you say to people like that who are struggling, just facing these challenges of should I stay with the partner or not?
Well, I think the victim has to decide for themselves whether they stay in the relationship, how long they stay in the relationship. But I think the key to making those decisions is to be informed about what you're in, and be informed about what things are out there to help
and
you.
And sex education as well. We live in a nation where, you know, someone advertising chewing gum is riding a bicycle with a bikini. And kids see these things. It's always this image we cover up if you're selling them, right? But it's like, but you know, we have teenagers who, you go to Satellite High. My kids went to Satellite High. Great school. I love public school. But some of the girls, the clothes that they're wearing, you know, my mother would say, go inside and change, you know, because it's very, you know, it's showy.
Revealing.
Yeah, yeah. Revealing a lot of skin. And I remember they would send children home if they wore clothes to school that were too short or too tight. But nowadays, it's like, that's the image that's projected in schools. And so, of course, boys and girls, you know, we have hormones. So, I mean, I'm glad that you guys are giving some education on that as well, especially around a time when they have a prom, or like you said, the debutantes and all that. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you to speak to a group, they also call the hotline, or they call the Serene Harbor.
Right.
And you also have a few awards that you won. You won the Brevard County Sheriff's Office Citizen of the Year in 2009. And you also were in Space Coast Magazine in 2013. You guys were honored. We got all this off your website. Cool stuff.
Very good.
Ellen always gets all the compelling evidence to support our guests that are coming on the show. Yeah.
Compelling.
Ooh. Yes. Ooh.
Well, and we also have some compelling sponsors, and I think this is a good time to mention those compelling sponsors again. As we said, I am a master at segueing. Thank you. First, I'd like to mention, of course, that that Deb Holloway sponsored the segment with Serene Harbor, but also portions of the Viewpoint with Sita and Friends show are paid for by the friends and family of Sita Begee and of Sita Media, which is all over the world, by the way, if you're not aware of that.
God, with 18 brothers and sisters, we have relatives everywhere.
That's right. And now we can listen live. So this is the first week. We're still getting to know all of our systems and all of our technology. So hopefully all of our friends and family will be listening live. We also have another great sponsor who's been with us from the very, very beginning, and great friends of Sita and Sita and Friends. As a certified public accounting, Jot Coffin Associates, they are a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting needs, tax, business consulting, financial planning, and insurance needs. They have three locations. The one in Brevard County is located on 1122 South Wickham Road. That's in West Melbourne. You can reach them by calling 321-984-7345. And they also have two other locations located, one in Broward County and one in Nassau County, which is up in Fernandina Beach. We also have Dixie Crossroads, which has been a fantastic supporter of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends as well. They've been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and shrimp, which is their signature dish.
Not just seafood. They have a lot of good stuff.
They got a lot of good stuff, yes. And they, are, they get everything right from Port Canaveral, actually. They try to, anyway. And ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. And they are located at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. We have all of you make a way up to Dixie Crossroads and have a fantastic meal, and certainly use the services of all of the sponsors that have participated in Viewpoint with Sita.
Well, you know, the nice thing about having our sponsors that have been ongoing for the show, if you're nice to people, they're nice to you. People love what we do with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We give out really valuable information while being honest. And it's nice when you speak from your heart. Like I was just saying about the children and their clothing and all that. I mean, it is a concern for a lot of moms and dads. But at the same time, my mom used to always say, if you respect yourself, people will respect you as well. Absolutely. And I think we should not be afraid to open up conversations with our daughters and our sons about respecting yourself. Because if we don't do it as mothers and aunts and cousins, who's going to do it? I mean, we all say no means no, but take it one step further and say, you know what? Respect yourself at 2 a.m. if you go out in a bar or something with your girlfriends. Know who you're with and know why you're there. Because people oftentimes, well, you can't say that because it's not correct politically or whatever they want to talk about. But I say, you know, as a woman and as a mom, what's good for me and my daughters is also good for you and your children. So spread the education and don't be afraid to say to people, if you respect yourself and those around you, Look at the environment. If you change your environment, you can change yourself.
That's mm-hmm. right. And the men in our lives, the ones that I remember my dad, I mean, I was very lucky that he used to take all of us on a date, you know, like a date once a month, all of us. So there's five sisters. We have five sisters. So it was the same thing. And he showed us, you know, opening car doors and pulling out a chair and respect and what it was like and letting you order and all of those things. And I remember that as a small child. So when I got to the dating age, it was like, well, I want somebody like my dad, you know. So if they didn't open doors well, and pull out my chair you know, and so you know, forth, it was like,
it's a societal problem. It's a problem that society... nobody wants you to go back to basics or the Stone Ages, but people want you to at least understand that there are so many nonprofits in town to teach people how to give money, how to volunteer, how to be a part of their thrift shop or whatever. But I think we're lacking the basic thing is communication at home. Mm-hmm. You know, communication with ourselves and our sisters and brothers and wherever we, whatever it is. We've got to take the time to start the conversation and even say to guys and men, time for you to start showing respect as well. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree that a lot of the oftentimes people come to Serene Harbor or United Way or the Job Corps, they're looking for a job or whatever, and it's the environment in which they were raised. They didn't have that guidance.
Right.
I remember watching once when they had the riots in Baltimore. And
remember that mom?
Yeah, Colin Powell. Yeah. Colin Powell was on, you know, former Secretary of State, right? And he said one thing, and it just stood out in my mind. He said, what we're lacking in today's world is one thing. It's called guidance.
Right.
And that's from every walk of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it a lot when I speak to my friends and my family and people that I know, and it is the truth. Yeah, that mom who ran
who
her child.
Ripped that child right out of the middle of that.
So give us the
mother
website.
Mother of the year.
That was yeah, mother
so
of the year.
Give us the
absolutely.
Website for Serene Harbor one more time for those who wants to volunteer or send some change in or bring some nice clothing, pots and pans, towels. What else do you need?
There's a list on the website. Okay. SereneHarbor.org.
I don't know if we're going to roll right into our second segment, but I think we should.
We are,
right?
Absolutely.
So Mel is here, and Mel is a friend of the show. She also is a mom. Mel was also in the military, in the Marines.
Yes.
And you're an attorney as well, but you're not practicing.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you will be, the way things are sounding.
No, one day maybe. I hope
to. One day some classes. Yes. And you're also an activist, mm-hmm. an environmental activist, in addition to so many hats. So tell our listeners a little bit about your background.
Sure.
That's just what I know off the top of my head.
Right. I was born and raised in Seminole County. So if you know where Wekiwa Springs State Park is, I grew up there, about 5 minutes away from there. And so I was blessed with an outdoor Florida childhood. Went to, you know, almost every weekend to the beach, to the lagoon, we called it the river back then, but to go fishing and crabbing, to run around in the state parks, the nature parks, they were, you know, plentiful in Central Florida. So I, of course, fell in love with Florida from a very early age. And so after high school, I went to the Naval Academy and chose to go the route of the Marine Corps for very many reasons. But after the Marine Corps, I retired a few years ago in 2014, and we moved back to Central Florida because primarily I wanted to give the same type of childhood to my kids. And so that's why we came back. And when I got back and I had time on my hands all of a sudden, I realized that there were so many things that were going wrong in my beautiful state, not just, you know, the environment kind of degrading away before our eyes, but... just
like,
how
it's almost
things,
like people don't appreciate Florida the way they should.
You know, I don't know why.
You get that feeling like the beaches are just a few minutes away, but we don't go to the beach.
I think we take it for granted.
Yes. And you see the beautiful rivers. You see the lagoon. You see people boating. And it's almost like, do you really have to pretend you're a tourist to enjoy our state?
I think culturally we've disconnected
like
from important things.
Yeah, it's nice to see somebody like you come back from being in the Marines and retired but given back. Because you have opened up the eyes and the hearts and the minds of a lot of us who were here while you were gone serving in Japan and all over the place.
Yeah.
Now we're all involved.
What did you do to my state?
I know. It's all our fault.
Keep up, the state is gone. But you opened up our eyes to all the stuff that was going on with the Indian River Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
And you just threw yourself into that, I mean, with the half-cent sales tax and everything else. So where did you find the time to do all of that?
Well, I was retired, so yeah. That's one.
But still, retired people don't seem to want to give back as much as
you do. A lot of people the circles that I've grown and grown fond of as well, the people that have come out of the woodwork have primarily been retired. So I think a lot of people who were enjoying the fruits and benefits of, you know, the retirement years realize, okay, we can't just sit back anymore. This is important, on the brink type of issues that need attention by anyone who can do anything. So that's the bottom line. It's like, do what you can with what you have.
Right.
I think a lot of retirees are becoming activists because they have some time on their hands. Some of them have resources to provide to various organizations and efforts. And so you see this surge of concern, and a lot of people call it a groundswell.
Right.
And
it's like anti-corruption organizations all over the place are popping
all
up.
All over the place.
Because people feel they're getting more concerned about, mm-hmm. Like you, I know you and I had talked before when you came about the fish kill.
Yeah.
People saw that and they said, whoa, what's happening here? All these fish,
exactly.
Dead fish washing up.
And it happened behind million-dollar homes, which was... beneficial in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Yeah, really convenient.
Yeah.
Yes, and so you got involved with that as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the circumstances surrounding our state and our government right now.
Right.
You said, well, you know what? This is not just a Florida, a care about the environment thing, but it's also an ethical thing that's going on with our state.
Ethical, economical, the whole thing.
Right.
It's very holistic as far as what's what's at stake right now.
So when did you get that aha moment that I, Mel, with all this experience, and you also went to, the U.S. Naval Academy?
Mm-hmm.
You made a lot of friends, Mel, all over the place. You're perfect to run for office, actually. You know, they say if you want to run for office, you should pick up the phone and call everyone you've known since the time you could speak. And say to them, I'm running for office, can you help? So Mel has a lot of friends because not only did she inspire all of us here to join all these the various things that she's doing, but you've had friends all along since you were in the military.
Mm-hmm.
When did you get that aha moment that you say, you know what, I'm going to put my hat in the ring?
Well, that didn't come until probably the summer, this last summer. And what led to it, I think, was... I mean, I started off with this activism type thing. And to me, activism is like, it's a label that, you know, gets abused sometimes. It's just a citizen doing what citizens should do.
It's showing concern.
You know?
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay.
Like environmentalists, the crazy thought that people should clean up after themselves, right?
I don't know.
Right?
It's so strange. And it's not a partisan issue. You know, it's bottom line. If you love something, you protect it. You love something, you take care of it and for the long term. You take care of it for the people that you love, you know, in the future. So that to me is a natural instinct. So I can't really put my hat on anything particular regarding that natural
instinct.
You have to do something, you know, you can't just sit there and watch it happen. I don't know what that's called. But as far as after we were able to help with the passage of the Lagoon referendum, there was still lots of work to do. So my plan had been to get a co-president at that time with the coalition, the Brevard Indian River Lagoon Coalition, because I knew I wanted to start pursuing, you know, use my law degree and pursuing things in the courtroom, compliance issues. There's honestly, bottom line, there's plenty of law already on the books to protect the environment. It really is. Who's
enforcing
in charge?
Enforcing it.
Exactly. It's all about enforcement.
I swear, it's just like immigration.
People just
want
like gun
all
control.
These new laws
just
for
like...
immigration, but guess what? There always
There's
were laws.
Laws.
It just weren't enforced.
Yeah. You the policy that surrounds it, you know, if you don't look, you're never going to see what's going on. So that's kind of, you know, there are policy issues. There are enforcement issues. There's also transparency issues. And monitoring.
And oversight, that's right.
Oversight,
so
water
just,
quality, the whole nine
yards. We just want to tell our listening friends that this is Mel Martin, who's talking with us here, and mm-hmm. she is running for, you know, we didn't say, of course, because it's not a political advertisement. She's my friend, and she's on the show. Mel has decided to run for a Senate seat here in Florida, and it's in District 14,
mm-hmm.
and it includes northern half of Brevard.
Right.
So for those of our friends who are listening on AM 1510 WWBC and FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7, this is Sita Begee. Our show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And each Monday, Ellen and I bring you quality guests. We have a conversation with our friends about things ranging from anything you could speak about around the world and the nation, but earthquakes and violence and education, who wants to run for office, who wants to sell a book, who's selling a business, buying a business, opening a business, whatever it is, we have a conversation. And so they were talking to Mel because Mel decided to throw her hat in the ring and run for office.
And wait till Laurel Lee Thompson finds out that you're in her district. She's going to be so excited.
Okay. So you also did some work with the with a statewide alliance with Floridians Against Fracking.
Mm-hmm.
And you work with other environmentalists after the tragic fish kill in March. You also help establish and incorporate the LEAD Brevard Indian River Lagoon Coalition, which mm-hmm. we did a lot of efforts here in our community. You guys were able to pass a half-cent sales tax. How was that working with so many people to get that done?
It was beautiful.
How did you accomplish that? Because a lot of people can't do that, Mel.
All it really was, as long as we were able to focus on one thing, saving the lagoon, you would have people from all party affiliations, from all walks of life, wanting to help and wanting to do something. And so we grew in our partnership. We call them strategic partners, but from, not only the nonprofits that have been working in environmental issues this whole time, but also the civic organizations and the chambers of commerce, the tourism councils, and things like that. The business folks knew, and they could probably see the writing on the wall, that if, the health of the lagoon equals the health of our regional economy. And so that's awesome, the bottom line, where lots of people just wanted to come out and help. And not only help with the coalition, but help in spreading the awareness to throughout Brevard, a very long and drawn out county. So what we did was we tried to speak everywhere we could, get the word out. And in the end, every single precinct in Brevard voted in favor of the lagoon referendum. Brevard wanted to tax itself because we knew how important this lagoon is.
I think it was all in the presentation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw your presentations various places. Mm-hmm. And you knew the facts. You knew the figures. You had really good people behind you.
Right.
And you were able to pull people from politicians to the housewife together, so that you could fight for the lagoon and the economy here in Brevard,
exactly,
which ties into tourism and mm-hmm. the real estate and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how did you pull that off? Because I know there were so many people that tried to do other things with saving the dragon, Annie, and all that, and they couldn't do it, what mm-hmm. you did. What were some of the challenges you faced to bring so many people in, and how did you do it?
The challenges, I think the challenges were are actually our biggest enablers, which was the fact that we were all volunteers. We were all unpaid volunteers doing things on our own dime, on our own time. And so that brings its own energy, I think, to the table. And that authenticity was part of our message.
Yes. So people could feel it.
Exactly.
They could feel the momentum. Yeah.
And we could.
And we did cover that she's a Marine, right?
So they had no choice.
But the thing is, Mel, she just gave selflessly, like, you left your husband and children at home. I remember many times.
Right.
And she would go all over the state and just here in Brevard as well. I think you went to Tallahassee. We follow you on Facebook. And we've seen you everywhere trying to speak with people about what was happening in Brevard with the lagoon. So that was something I think that I admire you for, and I think our listeners should look at your page. Mm-hmm. What is your page that you made for running for the Senate?
Oh, my website is the www.melforsenate14.
But you have a Facebook page as well.
I do.
You have many.
It's very similar. So if you, when in doubt, just my name and then Senate.
If we put in your name, so many things pop up. It's like, oh my God, what has she not been involved in?
There's also a very pretty Melissa Martin out there that likes to photograph herself. That's not me. But Mel Martin for Senate 14. Those just any permutation of those words will get you there.
So, you're such a sweet. You're so sweet. So what are some of the top legislative priorities and why? Like, people run for office, but they don't know why.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
sure.
You, I want to know why, because like
absolutely.
Some people say, "Are you crazy?"
One of the things that brought me to the decision of running is because as an activist or as a citizen, you try to reach all of your public officials, you know, you lobby them, you know, whatever. You tell them the facts. These are the reasons why. These are the facts of the science and the research. And this is the policy that should be in place because of all these reasons. And it seems like we're talking to a brick wall sometimes. So that in and of itself, the disconnect between public officials and the people they're supposed to be serving was the very reason why my top legislative priority is good government. And that includes, that's an umbrella issue for many things, but that includes campaign finance reform, lobbying reform, transparency and accountability on the ethics rules that already exist. Like we said before, there's plenty of law already on the books. It's just a matter of enforcing it. And so, you know, things like conflicts of interest and, you know, and another example is election law. We could probably be more fair with getting rid of the whole gerrymandering effect by putting those decisions, the districting and redistricting decisions, into an independent commission to take care of things. So neither party gets, you know, advantages or whatnot.
Right.
And we can go forward in a fair electoral basis.
Yeah, and you know, many people, we focus on national issues, mm-hmm. you know, or world issues, what's going on in the Middle East or what's going on in Washington, D.C. But really and truly, here in Brevard, we have to focus on what's going on locally as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
And it takes people with heart and soul and people who want to go on and put that positive energy out there and do things for the people of Brevard. And so
right.
you running for the Senate in District 14 is a good thing. Now, thanks, Miss Ellen. Ellen is so sweet. She always gives me my time. I wish people could see our studio. It's really fun. It's like visiting, having coffee with friends. And I think when you realize that freedom of speech comes with a responsibility, you can have a show such as Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
And that's what we encourage every week too, Sita, right, is to have these exact conversations with people, find out where we're missing, where we need to kind of stick our finger in the dam, if you will, mm-hmm. and find out the ways of helping not just ourselves and our own families, but certainly all of our citizens.
Well, you know, Gandhi said it best when he said, you know, service to God is service to mankind. Mm-hmm. And I always say, once you find your purpose on earth, whether it is to be a great nurse, whether it is to be the best janitor and have the cleanest rooms in the building, or whether it is to be a good lawyer, or like Melody, be a best social worker and take it to where you're the president of a company, of a nonprofit, or you, Ellen, with the website design, in which I'm sure you're going to be helping Mr. Pastor Paul one day soon with all your expertise with technology. The thing is, once you find out your purpose on earth, it's almost like something, you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened to Mel, because you decided that you can do good for the citizens of Brevard County, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And where is your district? Where is the district besides Brevard?
The district goes, I'll just describe some of the cities that you would find in it. It goes as far as south as Cocoa Rockledge. It includes most of Merritt Island, maybe like just not the very tip of it. And then it also includes Cape Canaveral. So that goes north all the way up to Port Orange. So it includes New Smyrna Beach. And it goes west in Volusia County.
New
through,
Smyrna Beach? I yeah. didn't think all the way there.
Oh, heck yes. Lots
really?
Of gas going on.
Oh, you like that.
But also DeLand
and
Deltona.
You have a lot of ground to cover.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
I'm looking into the used electric vehicles.
Yeah. And so, and you changed your party affiliation as well?
I did.
Oh, you did.
I did. I've been a non-party affiliate, so an NPA, just about all my life. And I realized, how much time do I have to explain this?
Oh, go
No,
for
you
it.
Have time. We'll have the time. We
4
have,
minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, check. And I enjoy that. I like making my own decisions based on the issues, the candidates, the, you know, what's going on at the time. I do my own research. And so I'm not sure if we mentioned this, but I also established a local chapter of Represent Us, which is an anti-corruption organization nationally. And so we held a Representation Day rally type thing event last April. And I had guest speakers from all parties. And actually, the guest speaker that was the conservative, the Republican, came out and said, you know, we have an unhealthy system right now. In order to have a healthy system, there needs to be at least two parties.
Do I get an amen for that? That is true.
We need to have at least two parties to keep each other in check, to be, you know, resource enough, to be loud enough to really talk about the issues.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting one rule.
Don't be too politically correct all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Open up the conversation.
We need to debate everything.
Right.
Like, it's too important not to.
And be good debaters, too.
Right.
Like, not yell and
slow. Well, it almost makes you remember, you know, we once talked about what is leadership, right? And it said, leaders are in a great position to change the environment and influence human behavior.
Right.
Behavior is influenced by our environment.
Right.
So if you could start the conversation with people from all different political affiliations and say, let's talk. 9 times out of 10, people actually feel the same way about everything. It's just how they say it.
Right.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it, right?
Yep.
So I'm glad that you're reaching out to everyone because that's what it takes.
Yeah.
It takes somebody to be who can sit down with people and say, well, let's talk about public school.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about it
exactly.
And what don't you like about it?
Right.
Let's talk about affordable housing. What do you like and what
so
don't
many
you
issues
like?
Going
Let's
on.
Let's talk
that need
about
attention.
Children who have been born to parents who don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we lacking? Where's our message getting lost? And you don't have to be rude about it and say,
no.
I believe in this, but show people the facts that, you know, a child is a beautiful thing given to us by God Himself, right? That's what I believe,
exactly,
anyways.
Yeah.
So think before you sleep with someone.
Yes,
I mean, come on. My father used to say,
that's good.
If you sleep
good
with
advice.
A man with no job, no house, no land, no ambition, that's what you're going to have, a child for a man with those 4 or 5 things. And so we grew up hearing that, oh, my God, you better be careful. That's how it is. You have to start that conversation, right? So I think, and you could package it and sell it however you want. But when you're running for office, that is the number one thing you hear is, oh, we don't want to give so much welfare to people. Well, then how do you change it?
Right.
How do you change the conversation?
Right.
Exactly. And so do you have, like, give us a website where people could go and look up some of the issues that are near and dear to you.
Absolutely.
What is it? Senate District 14.
Exactly.
Senate.
So just look up melforsenate14.com and you can find out a lot of my issue positions and some of my, you know, how I got here type stuff, bio information.
And I posted that on our CETA Media Facebook page, as well as Serene Harbor's list of items that you can help with, donate for, send to.
And for our listeners, I just want them to know that Mel is a native to Central Florida. She graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy, and you serve as in your military career as a U.S. Marine Judge Advocate. After retiring from the Marine Corps, she and her family moved back to the area, and she's giving back by running for office, State District 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
thank you
thanks
so much.
Again for both all of our guests and certainly all of our sponsors who help us put on Viewpoint with CETA and Friends here at lovely 1510 WWBC. And we will be here next week with some other great guests. And make sure you can go to our website to download any new shows. www.cetamediainc.com